Now, a very sobering story, a film about girls being sold for sex on the internet. It's called I Am Jane Doe.
It was the third link from the top. It had stars and hearts, and it said young and new. But those stars and the hearts caught my attention. And so I clicked it, and there was the pictures of my daughter. I called and asked to purchase the services myself. We got her back, but she was addicted to drugs. She had been very abused. She ran away two more times. My daughter was stabbed and burned and her head shaved and she was beaten.
Kubicki, one of several American mothers whose underage daughters were abducted and then bought and sold for sex on the adult classified section of the website Backpage.com. The film is due to open in six cities across the US in February. Mary Macho is the film's writer and director.
The piece that really struck me the most when making this film was really the journey of two of the mothers in the film, Kubicki and Nicole. They refuse to take no for an answer as they seek justice for both of their daughters, right, who were victims of sex trafficking on Backpage.com. One child snuck out. She was 13 years old, went to an after-school party, and couldn't get a ride home. She was at a fast food joint, a Hardee's, and she was picked up by a woman who said, I will take you home. You know, with rapid technology, the time has collapsed, right? You have these virtual friends that feel like real friends. So this is a serious problem in the United States with numbers, the breadth and scope of which I had not a clue until I started this project. A report came out by the University of Texas. 79,000 children in Texas alone were identified as victims of underage sex trafficking. This is a problem that has been hidden under the rug. It's a human rights violation that is really so little reported.
And what happens to these, well, I'm going to say young women, but they're girls, aren't they? They're girls. What happens to them once they get up on Backpage?
So they are advertised for sale on Backpage, and then, of course, they're purchased. And they're purchased generally by adult men. And so some of the children in the film were gone for 180 days, 270 days. The challenge is the nature of the crime has evolved so that these children become invisible. Traffickers and pimps can schedule these children on the hour, every hour. So the incidents where they are sex trafficked, and let's face it, sex trafficked is a sanitized term for being raped. These are children 13, 14, and 15 years old that are in our film. Seeking really to determine, is the website that hosted these ads for children culpable or responsible in any way for their injuries? And it's a really interesting question now, Dan, in light of the Facebook fake news crisis. These technology companies have for 20 years in the United States really enjoyed the statutory protection of, you know what, somebody throws some content up on my site, I'm sorry, I have no responsibility. I have no oversight. It is what it is. And what's interesting is, you know, new media has this protection, but old media does not, right? Old media actually has to go to court if somebody objects to third-party content.
Surely Congress could do something about this. It wouldn't be beyond the wit of any good lawyer to put a measure through that identified sexual exploitation as one of the things that were not covered by Section 230. What's the chance of that?
I think the chances of an amendment to Section 230 to really create an exception from this immunity for child sex trafficking, child pornography, online child abuse is entirely reasonable. However, you will have all of the technology companies which have enjoyed this really broad immunity fighting tooth and nail to keep that immunity. And you will hear people argue, this is going to be the end of free speech on the internet. This is the end of, you know, the First Amendment. Notwithstanding that, I think the tech companies, if they can come to the table and create some sort of very narrow, very careful exception to Section 230, I think certainly that will be a step absolutely in the right direction.
Is it true that Backpage are fighting back, actually? They've put censored that the government is trying to interfere on their site.
The night before the hearing, they shut down their escort site and put the word censored. However, advocates on the ground tracked the traffic, and much of the traffic had migrated over to Backpage's dating site.
That's Mary Mazzio, who is the maker, the writer and director of I Am Jane Doe. Well, Backpage.com, their adult section is still closed, and there's a message which says to visitors, protect internet-free speech and to use social media to support hashtag free speech, hashtag Backpage, as well as to donate to Children of the Night, an organisation dedicated to rescuing children from prostitution. And Backpage has issued this statement: as the direct result of unconstitutional government censorship, Backpage.com has removed its adult content section from the highly popular classified website, effective immediately. For years, the legal system protecting freedom of speech prevailed, but new government tactics, including pressuring credit card companies to cease doing business with Backpage, have left the company with no choice but to remove the content in the United States. But the case is being brought by those mothers continue as well. You're listening to World Update from the BBC in London.